I think everybody's here, so we'll go ahead and get started. Today is October 25th, and this is the City of Tukwila Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee meeting. I'm Verna Seale, the chair, and we have Councilmember Sean Quinn and Councilmember Tom McLeod with us tonight and on the committee with me. And so the first item on the agenda is the CBD sewer repair phase four lining and open trench design and construction management. So who's taking this one?
That'll be me.
Great. All right. Floor's all yours.
Thank you. We are looking to get approval for the design construction management contract with RH2 to continue the lining and rehabilitation of the aging sewer system. We've done about 80% of the aging system that is shown on the current project map. And all of that was done with RH2. We are looking to complete what was not done at the previous project and then finish the rest, approximately 20% that remain that we have identified to be lined and rehabilitated. We have approximately 3,000 feet of pipe of varying sizes throughout the city that we are looking to line, and then about 400 feet of pipe that we were not able to line previously and we will not be able to line. So we are replacing that long run with new pipe. And the contract is for $121,504, and it is within our budget and funded fully by the Sewer Enterprise Fund.
Great, thank you. Pretty straightforward. Councilmember Quinn, do you have any questions?
Straightforward, and I know how open trenching works, so there are some huge impacts. And are we prepared for pretty robust notification for folks? Because, and I'm sure, but steel plating covering. So just wanted to, as a follow-up, I don't have any issues with this. I'm comfortable forwarding it. Just wanted to hear how our process works for notification and impacts.
Yeah, we notify businesses and anybody else impacted, and we sent it within a week, but not less than 48 hours of the work being started. And we make sure all access is maintained to nearby driveways and entrances and exits. We are south of the intersection with Strander at this open trench, so we will not be impacting the traffic patterns or the intersection itself.
And then just the safety of the open trenching, even though it's not impacting businesses, but just awareness, pedestrian traffic, that's...
Yeah. We maintain pedestrian traffic, and then, as you mentioned, we use steel plates. We require them to be painted orange most of the time for contrast, so that people don't speed over them.
Great. Thank you. Councilmember McLeod.
When would this work begin?
Likely next summer at the earliest.
Oh, okay. No, I'm okay with this. I think it's pretty straightforward. And now, this would then, does that complete all the lining down in the urban center?
It completes the map that we have shown the priority. This was developed back in, I think, 2014. So likely we'll be coming up with something similar, any other new priorities that we've come up with since then. So this will complete what we have, but not necessarily complete all of our needs.
Okay. No, I'm in favor of this, and I would support this going forward.
Okay, thank you, Tom. All right, well, I don't have any questions that have been already been raised. It's coming out of the sewer fund, and which we're fine there. So I believe we are all in agreement to forward this to the November 1st regular consent agenda.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Stay warm and dry. All right, that moves us on to, this one. This is going to be a fun one. Solid waste contract status updates.
All right. Good evening, committee. So what we have in front of you is the update of the solid waste contracts, where we stand currently. So the background is the contract with the two-year extensions that were granted. It is going to expire October 31st, 2023. And the procurement process takes roughly 16 months. And also due to supply chain delays, the new vendor, for them to get the containers and for them to get any material that they need, trucks, if they need to purchase additional trucks, it can take up to a year with the current supply chain. Hopefully we'll sort it out by then, but we want to be ahead of the game and start the procurement process and sign the contract with the new vendor, hopefully a year before expiration, and give the new vendor the lead time to purchase all the materials they need to purchase. So with that, what we have in front of you is staff has started working with Epicenter Services, who has done the RFP process for us back in the last contract. Jeff Brown is the name of the consultant. He's well known in the industry. He helped a lot of other cities, and he is going to help us put the RFP out there and go through the procurement of the contract. The timeline that was below is November. In 2021, we are currently in the middle of staff and legal review of the RFP process. And once that's done, we're going to release it for the industry to review. And then once the industry review comments are back, and this is the time if between that and before we release final RFP for the committee and the council, to tell us if you want us to make any policy changes in this procurement, you have any comments that you want us to incorporate into this contract or contract process. Understand if Paul's in that awkward transition time of the council members and stuff, but this, as you see, the schedule, first round of proposals, questions due March of 2022, and then the contract will come back in front of the council for signatures after proposal evaluations, interviews in June of 2022. They will come back recommendation to the council. But before the recommendation, like I mentioned, you have time to give us any policy changes, any directional changes. And once we are at the recommendation, contract execution takes 21 days. And we want to deliver the new contract to the new vendor and then give them that lead time so that they can follow all of the 90-day communication to the customers and procuring all the equipment and trucks and all that. So it's just discussion only, but staff is here to take direction from you. As far as the financial impact is concerned, the Epicenter Services, the contract with them is going to be reimbursed by the vendor upon their selection. So it's directly reimbursed. We are putting that in the RFP and the contract. So this should not affect us, the city fund.
All right. Thank you. I'll go to Councilmember Quinn.
I mean, this all looks very straightforward, fairly detailed, fairly technical. And my question is, over the last couple of years, we've gotten feedback from residents from different experiences. And honestly, there's been so many impacts, you know, seven of us can't fully represent what those experiences are. And so is there a opportunity to engage with the residents that have expressed concerns just for documentation before the RFP is finalized, because that would inform and maybe before the industry review, that way it would inform what a cross-section of experiences have been, because it is experienced differently depending on neighborhoods and sometimes the streets you live on. And so I just wonder, because I know there's this question, you know, if there's policy changes, but how can we make sure that those policy changes are informed by those experiences? Because the ones that Verna hears, I don't hear, but I hear other ones that Verna doesn't hear and Tom as well. So I'm just wondering, is there an opportunity for that process to inform the development of the RFP, knowing that you have on the ground practical experience? I know what's conveyed from the hauler and conveyed from the company, which is all a part of the process. And the community should, again, because the, and I'll stop here, even just the topography, the arrangement of the streets you live on, your experience could be really different. And even my, I would say this, that even my experience has changed over time.
Yeah, Councilmember, I think you have a very valid point. So I will talk to the group that's involved here, that's myself and a couple of people from DCD and our legal department and Jeff Brown. We will see if we could incorporate getting feedback from the community, either by a survey or some sort of open form of getting some questions and answers. Definitely one area that I can tell you where there's significant change happened since the last contract is the area of communication. The last time when that was written, it was all desk phones and the websites were pretty stale, and they weren't updated as and there wasn't as many social media back then. So all that is we're looking at that, and so definitely there are some areas that we as staff are aware that some change is desired by the community, and it, we will I'll include your feedback and loop back with the committee, that's the staff committee, and then we'll work with the citizens.
Okay, thank you, Harry. Councilmember McLeod.
Yeah, I had the exact thought that Deshaun expressed, but I would like to add one layer to it. What about the business community? Are they happy with the service? And I'm not sure how you find that out, but the exact same thing that Deshaun echoed. You know, how when we go out for this proposal, how do we know our users are happy with it? And so that's, I'd like to see some way to follow that up. And I'm not exactly sure how to do that, but I would agree with everything Councilmember Quinn said. We hear the comments and the remarks, but I don't hear them as much from the business community. And I'd like to see that they get a chance to weigh in.
Yeah, thank you, Councilmember McLeod. We do have a process built in currently. So if you look at the schedule number, item number 2, release industry review draft on December 10th and expect the industry comments back January 4th. And we have every intention to talk to the Chamber of Commerce during that process and ask them to lead some of the and seek some comments. But you do have a valid concern, Councilmember McClure, because they are our biggest users in terms of volume and tonnage and recycling. And their success is our success when it comes to those bigger items. So we will definitely get their feedback.
Yeah, and then the other question I have is Epicenter Services. I see we've used them before. So do we have to front the money to pay for them, and then later we'll get it back? And do you, if that's the case, do you know how much it is? I would assume that would just come out of the general fund, correct?
Yeah, for now, it's the contract is under, I think, around $38,000 or something like that. It's not a large sum of money. Public Work is funding that from our salary savings for now, from our general fund. And once it's reimbursed, we'll put it back in that.
Okay. Right. I have no further questions. Just a comment. You know, it really is important to make sure we understand the user's feeling about waste, our, you know, garbage pickup and all that, and that we get that right in serving them. Can't emphasize that enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I agree with both of you. I agree with both council members. It seems to be, this is a process that takes a long time. So, you know, I don't have anything to add. So this is for discussion only. This will work its way. Well, there's a couple things that are going to happen before next year, but it'll work its way through the new transportation committee next year, I feel. Right? Right.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else to discuss about this topic tonight? Or anything else for transportation? All righty, guys. All right. So I'll thank you, and we'll see you at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Bye-bye.